Yes, brethren, God bless you. I am Dora, and I will translate a live message from Brother Joseph on RadioBlast.net. I'll translate from Italian into English. Next, we will talk about the news, and I will translate the subject which Brother Joseph will share. So we would like to share with you a little bit some news, dear brethren. I know you prepared some important things, the most important news that we can share with you, dear brethren. Let's start with the first news. The first news, Wall Street Journal. The title, the most super moon seen from around the world. This week, last week, the super moon came. I saw it also. It was 14th of November. On the 14th of November that the super moon came. I remember seeing it. I went to bed around 1 o'clock in the night. Before going to my bedroom, I go to the window. And I say to Jesus, good night. I look out the window and I say, boy, somebody left the lights on. And I went out and I didn't see any lights on. And I realized it was the moon. A moon, not like the sun, but almost. You couldn't look straight, almost. It was so bright. It was the super moon. It's the first time I see it so well. What is God doing with this? This journal, it says, the most supermoon seen from around the world. The moon is passing closer to the Earth, than at any time since 1948. 48 was a year after Israel was founded. I asked Jesus, this supermoon, does it have any significance? And Jesus told me the following. I am getting my flashlight closer to the earth, the moon, to wake them up, this world which is about to go to utter destruction. I'm trying to wake them up to tell them what they are doing, that they are destroying themselves. So I felt from the Lord that it was like his flashlight trying to wake up the world. Jeremiah 27:13. Why will you die, you and your people, by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence? Why will you die? Jeremiah 27:13. Why will you die by the sword, by the famine and by the pestilence, as the Lord has spoken? What does this mean? It means that the world is going to die. Nuclear wars are coming. This is a message God gave Israel during Jeremiah times. The flashlight came through the supermoon, trying to wake them up and saying, why do you want to die? Don't go to your utter destruction. Ezekiel 18:31, cast away from you all your transactions whereby you have transgressed. Make yourself a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? The super moon is not for the tares, okay, who don't understand anything anyways. The tares wouldn't exist. Everything that's happening in the world is so that the children of God can learn. Everything that's happening in the world is as a lesson for us. Egypt existed. The Egyptian system, let's talk about the system, Egyptian system existed so to teach Israel what to do and what not to do. Egypt was a lesson to teach to the Jews what not to do, which they didn't learn. What is happening today in the world is so to teach us what to do and what not to do. But the churches are not learning. They are following their false prophets who are keeping them asleep. This is the super moon, okay? About this we're talking now. Super moon. The super moon is timing wise in between two blood moons. One arrived already and one will arrive around 2018. The super moon, which is in the middle timing wise of the two blood moons, it's warning us that something will happen. I think the 7-year covenant will come and they will build the temple in Jerusalem. Finally, we are so close. I don't have the date exactly. God didn't give the date. We cannot proclaim any date. The Lord didn't reveal it to us. But when it will happen, we will know. Brethren, prepare. When they do the covenant right away, a war will start. A great war will start. And it will be much more difficult to sell and buy and to move out of your country. Some airports might be closed for 6 months, no more air flights. Why? Because terrorism. So the super moon is right in between the timings of the two blood moons. I mean, something will happen. This is the next news. In Europe, the Philo-Russian candidates are winning. Moldavia and Bulgaria turned their backs to Europe and are greeting Russia and Putin. Russia and Europe are more and more further between each other. Moldavia and Bulgaria turned their backs to Europe and are getting closer to Putin. Therefore, Russia and Europe are further and further apart. Moldavia and Bulgaria are not doing like Romania did. Romania let the U.S. Romania let the U.S. bases come in. But Moldova and Bulgaria said no. No, we want to get closer to Russia. That means that Magog, Russia, is getting larger within Europe. Now even Moldova and Bulgaria, they are getting larger within Europe. Magog is enlarging. Don't believe those newspapers which are philo-Americans. They are full of lies. Magog is enlarging and Western culture is losing more and more. Look at the Philippines. Philippines told Obama, get out of here. And Philippines is going with Russia and with China. They are tired of being the carpet of America. The president of Philippines insulted Obama, not just once. He did it on purpose. They don't want America. It is a sign of the time. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord.